not of the world which fadeth away. We're not of the night, but children of day. Number 2, 3, 4.
Traveling through the chapter at a rate, we're never going to get to the end of it until glory. I would suggest we start with verse 8, but that 4:30 or so, wherever we are, we go on to chapter 12 so that we end with the perfect life of faith and the perfect example in our Lord Jesus that is the appropriate high point, if you will, for us.
Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there, even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly,